Hello, this is Dan Dage, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
Welcome to the internet, my friend. How can I help you?
Coming to you from Covington, Georgia.
I wish I was in Sicily. Hooray, hooray, in Sicily.
Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about flash drives for teachers. Flash drives.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about flash drives. We're going to talk about how they're used, why teachers would want to use them, and types of flash drive, and basically tips about purchasing flash drive once I convince you that you really need one. So let's get started. This episode is also brought to you by the National Ice Cream Council. So I'd like to welcome you here. And first of all, I want to talk a little bit about flash drives. They go by a lot of different names. Sometimes they're called pen drives, sometimes thumb drive, stick drive, jump drive, USB flash, USB drive, key drive, and there's probably some other names that I haven't thought of, and I'll probably use a whole bunch of different names, but we're all talking about the same thing. We're talking about a certain amount of memory that we stick into a USB socket into our computer, and it's usually shaped kind of like a stick, and you just kind of stick it in there, and a lot of them will come up with little lights and stuff that'll flash. And then you can be free to use it. Well, what are some uses for flash drives? Well, certainly storage is probably the first thing to come to mind. I think most people use them to store documents, pictures, music. You can store programs on there. You can use it just like a regular hard drive. In fact, you could back up your hard drive. You could back up your My Documents folder or back up pretty much anything on your computer. In fact, you can even put an operating system on your flash drive that will boot when the computer boots up. So you can have almost like a whole separate computer on that one little drive. We also, in addition to storage though, you can put applications on there and run the applications direct from the flash drive instead of going from the hard drive. As I said before, you can put the operating system on there and essentially not even use the computer's Windows operating system. You can also use it as kind of a rescue disk. If you can boot off the flash drive, you can oftentimes access and rescue material that you might have on your other hard drives. So why should teachers especially be concerned about the jump drives or the flash drives? Well, in the first place, teachers use more than one machine usually. In my case, in the past week, I've used my flash drive. I've used student workstations. I've been to the computer lab. I have a main work desktop. I also have a laptop. I have a home desktop. Sometimes I want to get something or share something with a colleague and use their machine. We also have the board office, computer lab, where we do the in-services. And most teachers, a lot of teachers don't stay in their same classrooms every year, and thus they end up getting on a whole new machine that has to be redone and reconfigured. Also, in addition, from year to year, oftentimes the operating system is upgraded or the computer is upgraded, or for some reason they want to re-image the computer. Let me tell you something, when they say that they're going to re-image your computer, they aren't going to just change how it looks. They're going to change everything about it. They are going to wipe out everything that you have on there in the hard drive. Oh. So when you hear, see, re-image, that means you need to back up everything. In my case, my backing up isn't as extensive because I'm using the hard drive or the USB flash drive instead of the hard drive. And it makes for a lot less work. And so, but if you are going to back up, you want something that's easy, small, simple, cheap, and secure. Flash drives can be bought for under $20, less than $10 if you know where to shop, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. They're also very small. You carry them around in your pocket or on your keychain or around your neck. It's as easy, and they're easy. You just plug them in. Also, they can be secure. You can put a password on these things. I mean, if you have your desktop open, your desktop machine, you walk away from it without logging out. Sometimes, I mean, I don't know, you think our kids might want to get on there and mess around a little bit. The key drive, you just log out. You take your key drive with you wherever you go. And as I said, you can put a password on your key drive so that if you happen to lose it, nobody else is getting all your stuff, getting access to your information. Something else about us teachers is that we are relatively low on the administrative privilege totem pole. We are not allowed to install programs onto our computer, but we can put them on our key drive, and we can take those programs with us wherever we go. And that's a real handy thing, because if I want to use the same program that I'm using at home at school, I can do that using the key drive. The key drive also protects the machine. Basically, if I'm running just off the key drive, I'm not really using anything on the hard drive. I'm not infecting the hard drive. If the hard drive is infected, it's not impacting my key drive. I'm just using the computer's CPU power, basically, on applications that are installed on the key drive. Also, using the key drive and the programs on it, that means that I'm shortening the learning curve. I'm using the same programs at home as I am at school. And that means that I don't have to go and learn how to use a whole new set of shortcuts or new application protocols, new programs, a new file structure. Different people set up their computers differently at work or at home. On the key drive, it's all the same and it's all there. One of the things that I have on there is Firefox. We can't install Firefox on our work machine, but I can have it on my key drive, and I carry my bookmarks with me at home, and I can use the same things at school. Okay, so those are all some good reasons why teachers would want to use a USB thumb drive. Okay, in a minute when I come back, I'm going to talk about purchasing key drives and a few more features that you might look for in key drives. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this message from the National Ice Cream Council.
Hey, you're eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know yogurt's made from active cultures?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yogurt's alive. And you know what happens when live things get in you, don't you?
Uh-uh.
They search for nourishment. In fact, right now, little yogurt parasites are stampeding through your system, attaching themselves to vital organs and leeching the life out of them. That cup of yogurt is eating you from the inside out, chewing on you from tongue to tailbone. That's why eating yogurt helps you lose weight. So go on. Have some cool, delicious yogurt. Yogurt, it's like swallowing a ravenous rat. Oh.
This message brought to you from the National Ice Cream Council, who urges you to stop eating yogurt because it's alive, and that's pretty icky.
Okay, we're back. And we've talked a little bit about what we call these things, jump drives, stick drives, whatever you want to call them. We've talked about uses of them. Why you might want to get them as teachers. Now let's talk about actually getting one. What do you need to know? Well, first of all, you need to know about the different sizes of key drives. They come in many different sizes. The smallest that I've seen and the smallest that I carry is 256 megabytes. That can hold a lot of documents, plenty of music, plenty of things, but it doesn't take long if you're really using it to fill one of these things up. The next step up is 512 megabytes. That's probably about the going rate now. And if you want to go to Walmart and you want to get one of these things right away, you can expect to pay about $20 for a flash drive. However, they do get larger. We got 1 gig, 2 gig, 4 gig, 8 gig, 16 gig, and they also do have kind of an experimental 32 gig, and maybe by now they're coming out with a 64. You can expect to pay, I just priced one at Walmart today. It was just a 2 gig hard drive, and it was running about $35. You can do better than that. I'm going to tell you how in a minute. First of all, we need to talk about different types of key drives. There's two different types. One of them is a solid state, which is basically what you're going to find when you go to Walmart or Circuit City or whatever, and you ask for a thumb drive. They're going to show you a solid state stick with a USB connector. But there's also some that you can use as flash card adapters. You can use the flash card, say, from your camera, and you can put the flash in and out, and you can plug that into your key drive, and you can use it just like a key drive. And that can be a handy thing if you do a lot of things with pictures and that kind of thing, but I like to stick with the solid state one for day-to-day use. It's just easier to keep track of. Now, in addition to the adapter, you might have all these little cards to keep track of. So just a simple pen drive is a lot easier. Most of them come with either a thing that you can put on a keychain or a lanyard you can wear around your neck. I don't wear mine around my neck. I do have one in my pocket on my keychain. I do keep a lanyard on them just because that makes them easier to keep track of, and they're harder to lose at the bottom of a purse or a book bag or a briefcase or whatever. When you buy one of these things, and some of the common, one of the more common brand names are Lexar, SanDisk makes some, there's different brand names, but really the brand name doesn't matter that much. A key drive is a key drive. They all start out the same. Most of them are made in the same place, China, and come from, you know, just two or three different factories. When you look at them, when you look at a box and it has the key drive in there, a lot of times they'll say that they have stuff pre-installed, programs pre-installed for you. Some of these might include the portable apps suite. Another pre-installation contains something called a U3 interface. The U3 interface is actually what we call firmware. It's attached kind of to the circuit. You can get it off, but it takes a little bit of extra work. My advice is don't buy a key drive just because it has U3 on there. In fact, I'd probably avoid it because it acts kind of like a little virus when it gets on there. You go to plug it in, and then it's got to interact with your hard drive in order to get going, and there can be a delay of up to a minute or a minute and a half while this thing is installing, even on a dual-core processor. It's certainly not worth any extra money. Might be worth extra money to avoid. Sometimes you'll see a thing with Google Apps or something like that. They'll have some extra applications. Now, that's not to say that portable apps and Google Apps are bad, but you can get those off the internet for free, so they aren't worth paying extra for. There's limited extra convenience to these applications. You can get them, you can install them yourself. So, let's talk about buying these things. I've talked a little bit about the cost. A 1 gig, two gigs will run you about $35. 1 gig, maybe about $20, $25, depending on the brand. If you went into Kmart or Walmart or one of these brick-and-mortar retail stores, you can expect to pay maybe up to $100 for a 4 gig flash drive. That's too much. The other way that you can buy these things is online, and I highly recommend
it. The internet? That thing's still around.
You can go to various online retailers. Amazon is one that will sell them, and they'll be significantly lower than the Walmart price. You can get 2 gigs for $20 or $25 there, so you might get a break there. And you might even get a break on shipping if you get a bunch of them. Tiger Direct is a favorite electronic computer retailer of mine. I get a lot of things from there, but I don't get my USB key drives from there. They'll go for generally for a little bit less than Amazon. They'll sell you three 256 meg key drives for like $10 or $12. You know, they're bundling them up. The very best place to get these things is on eBay. I have in my pocket an 8 gig flash drive that I don't think you can buy in Walmart for any price, and I paid $25, shipping included. So I didn't have to pay any shipping. It was just 25 bucks through eBay, and I got myself an 8 gig flash drive. The downside is that I had to wait 3 weeks for it to come over on the boat from Hong Kong. If you absolutely can't wait, buy a smaller one at Walmart for less price while at the same time ordering one online, a big one, and get the good deal. $25 seems to be about the going rate for a 8 gig flash drive at the present time. It won't be long till you'll be able to get a 16 gig flash drive for that. Going direct from China, cutting out the middleman, and getting a good deal. And I highly recommend using eBay for that. I won't use eBay for everything, but that is one thing that I will use them for and have gotten real good deals from. If you're bidding, bid $25, $26. If you don't get it, you know, place another bid, or you can use the buy it now option. If you see one for $25, go ahead and buy it. It's a good deal. 8 gig will last a long time. I mean, I've had mine for a number of months. I've used about 3 gig on it, and I'm including things like this audio file, lots of music, even some video files on there, plus lots of applications. I've still got 5 gig left, so I'm good to go. Plus, I have another 8 gig hard drive in my USB wallet, just in case this one fills up. So USB flash drives are a good thing for teachers to have. I think it's almost a necessity for teachers to have, especially in light of the fact that no school has an H drive or a common drive larger than 100 gigabytes. And that 100 gigabytes serves all the teachers and all the students and all the administrators. So they've gone to rationing that out, and I heard on the teacher forum, one teacher complaining that they were only allowed 2 gigs. Well, at the high school, we would die for 2 gigs. We're only allowed 500 megabytes. 500 megabytes. That's less than the smallest flash drive you can buy at Walmart. So I just kind of quit using the H drive. I use my flash drive. And as long as the county is dragging its feet and buying new memory for teachers to use, it's pretty much worthless. The only people that'll use it are people that really don't need it. So I highly recommend getting your personal key drive that you can take home, use it on your own machine at home, take it to school, use it on all the machines that you need, take it to the board office for your staff development computer courses, and have fun with them. It's a great tool. It's like having a computer of your own in your pocket that you can take anywhere, use anytime, and pretty much put anything you want on there. Great things, these key drives. So that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I also want to thank the National Ice Cream Council for sponsoring us. And maybe next time we'll talk a little bit about key drive applications. What kind of things, applications can you put on there? And then maybe talk about some of the different applications that are on there. Until next time, I want to wish you a good day, and we'll see you later. Bye. Like pickles, lettuce.